This morning, will you join me in prayer? God, we give you thanks for all that you are, for the fact that we can come to you and call you Father, for the fact that you have given your only Son that we might become children of the Most High God. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you for all the many blessings that you pour out upon us, for the weather that we have, for the friends and family that we have, for the food that nourishes our body and the houses that protects us. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks for all of these, and we think of those who do not have quite so much. So we pray, oh God, for those amongst us who might have financial and emotional challenges, that you will help them, oh Lord, that you will guide them and direct them. We pray for those who have physical challenges, that you will help the doctors and nurses to figure out what's wrong and then to be able to prescribe just the right medicines and therapies that are needed. We pray, oh God, for those areas in our world that have conflict. Lord, we don't know necessarily what to do, but we know you do. Lord, we don't necessarily know people who are there, but we know that you do. And so we ask, oh Lord, that you will be with each and every one of those areas of conflict, that you will encourage those to help proclaim your truth, your gospel throughout all the area. And we pray, oh God, for the missionaries that have gone out from us, that they might be attentive to your wisdom, that they might help those that they have come to serve, and most of all, that they might help spread your grace and your mercy amongst them. And now we pray, oh God, the prayer that you taught us together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.